welcome to Letters to Myself, a podcast where we get real, we heal, we smile, we laugh, and cry. I'm your host, Imani Ricks, and I use my 23 years of life experience as a human to dig deep into my personal complex issues and find healthy solutions for others. So, guys, it has been a minute since I've last uploaded. I know that has kind of become the new norm for each episode. But it's just my anxiety has been like at a high. And so I also feel like I have anxiety because, if I'm being honest, I kind of lost the importance of why I was wanting to make this podcast. So it kind of became a thing of me trying to find specific content to post that I feel like could be relatable versus posting the content that was for me or that's very authentic, you know, instead of like hopping around and trying to find just certain, you know, things that I feel like the listeners or you guys would, you know, like relate to, when the whole purpose of me wanting to start my podcast was so that I could just hold myself accountable when it comes to certain things, but also just like have like kind of just like a video diary of my life so that I could just look back and you know, just see where I'm at, see how I'm progressing and whatnot. And so I feel like if I was thinking about what I need to record, I shouldn't record, you know? And so, with this episode, it's kind of just me talking about, like, where I'm at right now mentally and just physically. And so, I'm recording this on October 26th. And it's currently 3:16 a.m. So, I will edit and upload this when I, finish doing all of that. But, I also think one of my problems with this podcast that I'm having is just that I have to be honest. And so, right now in my life, I have just a lot of different emotions that I'm juggling, but it's kind of based off of other people's feelings and whatnot. Like, my goal is to never just, you know, intentionally hurt someone else's feelings, but then I always end up putting myself on the back burner in account of trying to, like, you know, not hurt the other person. And so I'm gonna really have to stop doing that. But I'm just trying to learn how to manage my emotions and more so learn how to hold others accountable, especially when my feelings are damaged at the extent of somebody else. And I feel like with this podcast, there are going to be topics that's going to step on toes, and I'm just like, okay, are we ready for that? Are you ready, you know, to enter that journey? And so, yeah, I think I am ready, because like I just mentioned, my anxiety is suffering, and that's not okay for me. And it's not okay for me, one, because my 3-year-old, she's suffering from anxiety. It's kind of a thing that runs in my family, but it's also one of the things that's like, you know, like them generational curses that I'm trying to break. I don't want her to go through things that I've went through and I'm still going through with anxiety. So me trying to help her is also like me trying to help myself. So yeah, that's where I'm at. And so when it comes to my podcast, I was going to try to do a weekly podcast just so that I could like build up certain podcast topics, you know, for each episode. But let's be real, your girl can talk, especially when she has a lot on her mind. So I think I'm going to start back uploading every night. And just if I don't have nothing to upload, I just won't upload. But at least if I'm uploading every day, you know, it gives y'all content and things that can be listened to and whatnot. So right now, I'm learning to hold people accountable. And I think it's so hard because, like, I'm the type of person that, like, if you're in my like space, if you're communicating, I take it seriously. Like, any person that I bring into my life, I bring them in with open arms, and I'm just like full force trying to like take in everything that comes with them, you know, like literally accepting that person for who they are itself. I don't want to see the bad, you know, that comes with that person. But I'm also realizing me not seeing the bad of an individual is affecting me, because although I'm seeing that person, you know, I'm blinded by certain things. And so I'm learning that, you know, that's not okay and that's not healthy, especially because I'm grown and I'm raising kids. Like, I'm raising my children that they have a voice and their voice needs to be heard. So what kind of parent am I to, you know, like, push my feelings and my voice on the back burner, you know? So, yeah. So your girl is doing that. Like, I'm just realizing that I'm a nice person. Like, I'm a person that cares about people to like the fullest extent. But I'm also learning that with that, you have to have some type of boundaries. If you don't have boundaries, people will run over you and treat you like crap. And it's not fair. And the only reason that they do that is because, you know, you allow yourself, like, you allow people to do that. And I just feel like, as a person, I give the best advice, but I don't take in the advice, because I've definitely told plenty of people what I've just said. But your girl won't, learning and growing, so now I'm just in a season of, like, I'm basically right now, I'm kind of isolated from anybody that doesn't live in my household. And at times it can be very lonely, but it's also like, okay, I don't have to worry about somebody else's emotions but those who, you know, call me wife or call me their mom. Like, I'm okay with just dealing with who's inside my house. And then, not to mention, I completely stopped braiding. So me tending to my babies every day is my job right now. And me tending to myself is my job. So I'm kind of loving that. Like, I love that for me right now, because I don't feel the pressure to have to interact with others, or just me being a therapist. I mean, not a therapist, Lord. Me being a hairstylist, I don't have to be that therapist, you know, for my clients, because some people take on a lot of baggage. And sometimes me being the person that I am, I don't know how to separate. You know, like, I say when I walk in the house, I'm leaving everybody else's problems out of the world. But truly, like, it's on my heart. So now I just finally have a chance to just, you know, wake up, tend to my kids, tend to myself, go to sleep. And it's just the same routine right now. But I will admit, because I haven't fully announced that I'm done praying, when I get like those texts and calls about people needing hair done, it is very hard to say no. But I also know that right now I need me more than, you know, anybody else can need me right now. So that's where that, you know, setting boundaries kind of part come into play. And I'm also just realizing, like, life is just full of circles. There are so many things that I'm just like, oh, this is tied into this, and oh, this is tied into this. And that's also funny because with me having, like, a lot of free time, I'm trying to, you know, hold myself accountable. And I'm reading the book called Atomic Habits by James Clear, and a lot of my habits are stemmed from anxiety. And I'm just like, okay, if we can get this anxiety thing under control, we might be all right. You know? And I had an appointment for therapy, but unfortunately I wasn't able to make it. And so I told my husband I wasn't going to reschedule an appointment, and I kind of told him that because I was, you know, in my feelings that I missed it. But now I'm debating if I still want to or not, because I do feel like me having my podcast is kind of me talking to the therapist, if you get what I'm saying, because I can also go back and listen to it and just think about some of the things I'm saying and find solutions if I haven't already found solutions by the time I record it. Or I'm going to book the appointment and I'm going to be laying on that comfy couch, you know, letting my heart out. But I do feel like time heals a lot. And I'm the type of person that tries to fix anything in that second. So I'm also learning that, like, with me setting boundaries and learning to accept people for who they are, I'm also learning that with time, everything is going to work itself out. Because if I keep going the way that I'm going, I see myself going downhill. And realistically, you know, who wants to go downhill? So that's a no for me, a big no. But I'm getting into new hobbies, like reading. I'm crocheting again. The kids and I have been taking road trips with my husband when he's working, so that has been fun. And I wanted to get into the video side of content creating. Like, I want to kind of do something on YouTube. So when I get done recording this episode, I think that's what I'm about to do, making an intro and an outro for YouTube and see that whole aspect. With me crocheting, I need to do a website that I have been procrastinating. It's just so much on my list that I've been procrastinating, but it's also been that I haven't been getting sleep. And so that's another thing. Like, girl, your list is getting longer by the second. I procrastinate, which means I don't get anything done. It is 3:00 in the morning, and I don't even know what time I sat down, but I bet you I have did nothing today. But I procrastinate because my anxiety be bad to where I just feel like I need to sit down. But when I sit down, I enjoy sitting down. So I'm just like, okay. But then I'll realize that I've been procrastinating and just get this boost of energy. I'm just like, you need to get something done. So yeah, I think I'm gonna end the podcast here just so that I can like make a to-do list or whatnot on what I need to do, and then create another calendar for my upload days, content days, and all of that good stuff, and just decide like what's gonna be what, so that I can have a schedule to stick to, and just plan out my life. Because anxiety sucks. People can be mean, but you don't have to let it affect you. So that's what I want to leave it with. Don't let other people's actions shape you as an individual. Understand that some people deal with things differently from what you deal with. People have seen things that you have not seen, or heard things that you have not, you know, heard, or just dealing with everyday battles that you know nothing about. So you also have to learn, you know, to not take things personal. Like, you just have to let things be exactly what it is, and not dwell, you know, not another second past it. I don't want to say be nonchalant, but also don't carry that baggage on, you know. So until tomorrow, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Letters to Myself. Say a prayer for me and my anxiety, and if you have like any tips or insight on how to help me manage, please don't hesitate to, you know, reach out to me and help. Or even if you're dealing with anxiety and need a friend to help you, I'm willing to help, you know. But I do appreciate everyone that has, you know, joined me along this way. More content is coming soon. Until tomorrow, bye.